President Truman issued his message to Congress on October 3, 1945. Many scientists initially thought it reassuring. Drafted by Herbert Marks, a young lawyer working for Acheson, the message urged Congress to establish an Atomic Energy Commission with power to regulate the entire industry. Unbeknownst even to Washington insiders, Oppenheimer had helped Marks write the message. Not surprisingly, it reflected Oppie's own sense of urgency about both the dangers and the potential benefits of atomic energy. "The release of atomic energy," Truman pronounced, "constitutes a new force too revolutionary to consider in the framework of old ideas." Time was of the essence. "The hope of civilization," Truman warned, "lies in international arrangements looking, if possible, to the renunciation of the use and development of the atomic bomb." Oppenheimer thought he had won the president's commitment to seek the abolition of atomic weapons. But if Oppie had managed to shape the larger message, he had no control over the legislation introduced the following day by Senator Edwin C. Johnson of Colorado and Representative Andrew J. May of Kentucky. The May-Johnson bill embodied a policy that contrasted sharply with the tenor of the president's speech. Most scientists read it as a victory for the military. For one thing, the bill proposed harsh prison terms and hefty fines for any violations of security. Inexplicably to his colleagues, Oppenheimer announced his support for the May-Johnson legislation. On October 7th, he returned to Los Alamos and urged the members of ALASA's executive committee to support the bill. As a measure of his still formidable powers of persuasion, he succeeded. His rationale was simple. Time was of the essence, and any bill that quickly set up legislation to oversee the domestic aspects of atomic energy would pave the way for the next step, an international agreement to ban nuclear weapons. Oppie had rapidly become a Washington insider, a cooperative and focused supporter of the administration, guided by hope and sustained by naivete.